here's a story from The World.
In the UK right now, schools are on October break, which means a lot of kids are cut off from free school meals.
The one thing you can say is it's not this child's fault that they have no food on the table. Whoever else might be partly responsible, it's nothing to do with them.
That's Reverend Steve Chalk. He's from Oasis Community Learning in London, which runs government-funded schools. They often serve impoverished communities.
What do you expect them to do in these long holidays? What are they going to do on Christmas Day, on Boxing Day, over New Year? What's going to happen for them?
Reverend Chalk's frustration is high right now because British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has refused to offer food aid to hungry school students over the holidays.
Our schools are government schools, but the government now are saying, well, although we will give free school meals to children who qualify in term time, in the holidays, we're not going to extend that. And so that leaves us as Oasis picking up on that and finding ways to basically keep them fed and keep them alive. And as you say, some of these holidays are long and we're coming up for Christmas and the New Year when everybody's supposed to be celebrating in society, except, of course, those who are unemployed, except, of course, those who are cold, except, of course, those who have to choose between food and heating, etc. And that's where we need to step in because government's failing to fund us or any other school to do that.
Boris Johnson's actions are grabbing headlines for not supporting meals for kids during the holidays, but it sounds like it's a deeper problem. So how big of an impact is the pandemic having on hunger?
It's estimated by children's charities that in England alone, rather than the whole of the UK, there are now some 2.5 million children who are living in food poverty. And that figure's gone up through COVID. And of course, it's just an estimate. It's a huge problem, particularly in disadvantaged communities. And the strange thing about the Prime Minister's refusal to step in, he talks about levelling up, lifting people out of poverty all the time. And yet this move is crushing people. It's driving people down into poverty. Because if you don't eat, you can't concentrate. If you don't eat, you won't be fit. So it has huge knock-on effects for these children in terms of their learning and their life opportunities.
Steve, at an even more basic level, though, I mean, why is it the schools that should be the ones provide these meals? I mean, are there other government agencies, social services, that could be providing food assistance to impoverished families?
Well, there are other government agencies that are supposed to, but to tell you the truth, it's very, very patchy. But schools, to address your question, schools are given the responsibility during term time to provide this food. But in the holidays, the kids are just left. And so it's left to individual schools to come up with their own initiatives and their own funding for schemes that will provide food.
Steve, tell us, if you would, about the experience of one of the families you work with.
Well, one family, a single mum, two children, a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. And when one of our staff who has expertise in this area looked through her finances, they found that this woman had £3. How many dollars is that?
I don't know. That's about $5.
$4.5 a week left to feed the three of them. That's all that was left. That's it. And walking into a food bank amounts, people feel, to begging, doesn't it? Here I am. I've got nothing. Can you give me food? She simply said, I do this even though it demeans me. I will do this because I am driven to meet the need of my two girls. We are coming across hundreds, literally, no exaggeration, hundreds of these stories every week across the country.
Your organization, Oasis Community Learning, is stepping in. Are you feeding these kids and families, and how long can you sustain those meals?
Well, do you know, the great thing is the Scrooge-like nature of the government in this case. What it does is it triggers the generosity of others. So we depend on the support of volunteers and businesses. It is wonderful to see.
Reverend Steve Chalk, the Chief Executive of Oasis Community Learning, thank you very much.
Thank you.
PRX.